we're opening up 4 pre-K classrooms in the city of Buffalo, where we have one at the bilingual school, one at West Turtle, one at Houghton Academy, and one at Frank Sedita. In addition to that, we collaborate with community-based organizations, and we will be opening up 15 classrooms in our community-based organizations, such as the CAOs, the Bethels, Holy Cross, St. Joe's, Baker Victory, Buff State, and Our Lady of Black Rock.
How many students would that be?
We are going to be able to service 342 additional students.
Is it enough? And there's already been some criticism that it's shortchanging districts.
We can always use more money. You know, as one of the big five, we never have enough money to give everything we want to give to children. But that being said, we give them the best program there is. It's literacy-based, it's research, it's research-based, and it is all based on best practices.
What are some of your needs as you work toward these pre-K programs? What is most needed in the city?
We needed more seats for pre-K children. We need to serve as many of our children as we can. We have a huge influx of culturally and linguistically diverse children. We also have just a shortage of spaces for kids who want to come to pre-K. So I would say we have everything we want for the program. We would just like to continue to expand it.
Now, do you think because of the mandatory kindergarten issue that you will see a higher rate of people seeking this pre-K program so that they can prep them for kindergarten? Do you think this is going to kind of be a precursor to that?
That is what we hope, and that is our goal, because once parents get in the habit of having their child in school every day, it's much easier to just move right into kindergarten. And pre-K is where our children learn how to learn in order to be able to be ready for kindergarten.
How can you prep a child for pre-K to make sure that they have some things in place before they hit the doors at your school buildings?
Well, we like them to know what their name is, other than maybe Boo or a button. And we want them to know their parents' name, their address, their phone numbers. We don't expect them to come in writing. We will do that in developmentally appropriate ways. But we do need them to learn how to be in a routine. So the more routines they have at home, the more routines it helps at school. And the fact that school is important and it is their job. The kids know that their parents have jobs and this is their job to go to school.
What is given to them as part of your program?
Our pre-K program is a literacy-based program. They learn through areas because little children, 4-year-olds, need to craft their own knowledge through conversation and interaction. So we use theme-based areas so that they continually hear the same vocabulary throughout the entire day at many different venues. We also have Building Blocks Math, which was a program started at UB by Doug Clements, and that is our math program. They will learn to be part of society, as John Dewey would have said. They need to learn how to learn. They learn social-emotional, which is huge because they're now in a class of 18 children rather than just home with mom. So it's really preparing them for kindergarten with all the literacy skills, the readiness skills. We don't espouse to the workbooks or the dittos. It's child-crafted knowledge. Because it's our hopes to continue building on the trillions of synapses in this young child's brain so that they don't prune naturally and that we can just keep advancing and advancing and advancing them.
Is there any way that Common Core is kind of woven into this at some point in this early age?
Sure, indeed. We have the foundation, pre-K foundation to the Common Core that the state has put out. And we have aligned both our literacy program and our math program to the foundations of the Common Core. So essentially, we are giving them the foundations to succeed in the New York State Common Core learning standard.
Has it been a crazy couple of weeks as you try to prep for the the fall opening now?
It has been a crazy couple of weeks because we only found out about this yesterday that we were getting it. Our hopes we were getting it, but we as a district could not move forward until we actually got the official announcement. So it's going to be it has been a crazy couple of weeks, and it will continue to be a crazy until school opens.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the first week of September. But we're excited, we're prepared, and we will welcome all 342 children.